Welcome to this beginner lesson on building a Raga Cut in Ableton Live 12 with clean modern punch and that vintage jungle soul. If you've ever heard a DNB intro or breakdown and felt the vocal just smack right into the groove, that's the kind of energy we're chasing here. Raga cuts are powerful because they do a few things at once. They add attitude, they create tension, and they make the drop feel even bigger when it lands. And the best part is, you don't need a huge sound design setup. We're going to use stock Ableton tools to take one vocal phrase and turn it into something tight, rhythmic, gritty, and atmospheric. Not over-polished, not pop-clean, just controlled, punchy, and ready to sit in a fast drum and bass arrangement. For this lesson, think around 170 to 174 BPM. That's a sweet spot for classic DNB energy. Drag your Raga vocal into an audio track, and the first thing we want to do is make sure it locks properly to the grid. Open the clip view and turn warp on. If the vocal is long and more melodic, try Complex Pro. If it's already chopped up and percussive, beats may feel better. The goal is simple: get the first word or hit landing right on the grid so it feels like part of the track, not something floating awkwardly on top of it. If the sample starts to sound watery or unnatural when you stretch it, don't fight it. That's your sign to simplify. Use shorter slices instead of trying to warp one phrase too far. In DNB, rhythm is king, and short, confident cuts often work better than one stretched-out phrase. Now let's chop the vocal into usable parts. This is where it starts to feel like an instrument. Split the phrase into small pieces, maybe a short shout, a response line, and a tail that can become atmosphere later. A simple beginner pattern might be one vocal hit on bar 1, another on bar 3, then a longer tail or echo into the next bar. That call and response feeling is huge in drum and bass. It gives the arrangement motion, without needing a lot of extra notes or melodies. If the sample has noisy edges, trim them tight, but don't over-edit every breath and bit of character. A little roughness is part of the vibe. Next, we clean it up. Add EQ 8 first. Start by high-passing the vocal somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz, so it stays out of the kick and sub area. If the sample feels boxy, pull a little out around 250 to 500 Hz. If it bites too hard in the upper mids, gently reduce around 3 to 6 kHz. And if it needs a bit more air, a small boost up top around 8 to 12 kHz can help. Keep these moves small. We're not trying to turn the vocal into a pristine studio lead. We want it to still feel like a Raga cut, clean enough to sit in the mix, but still raw enough to carry some culture and character. After EQ, add compression. This helps the vocal stay present over busy drums and bass. Start with a Myrit ratio, maybe 2 to 1 or 4 to 1. A slightly slower attack, so the front of the word still punches through, and a medium release so it breathes with the groove. You're usually aiming for just a few dB of gain reduction on the loudest peaks. If the sample has wild spikes, glue compressor can also work nicely. Just keep it subtle. In DNB, too much compression can flatten the life out of the vocal, and we want this thing to move. Now for the soul. Add saturator after compression. This is where the vocal gets warmth, density, and that little bit of grime that makes it feel alive. Start with a small amount of drive, maybe just a few dB, and turn on soft clip if needed. The idea is to add harmonics, not fuzz it into mush. This is an important teacher note. Level match your bypass. A processed vocal often seems better just because it's louder. So when you compare before and after, keep the loudness honest. That way you know the processing is actually improving the sound, not just tricking your ears. If you want a darker, older texture, dynamic tube can also be a nice option. Keep it subtle, because the moment the vocal gets too fuzzy, you lose intelligibility and the whole thing starts to fall apart in the mix. Now let's give the vocal space without washing it out. Instead of putting huge reverb directly on the track, create return tracks. Make one return for echo and one for reverb. That way your main cut stays dry and punchy, while the atmosphere lives off to the side. For echo, try something like an eighth note or quarter note, with filtered repeat so the delay doesn't fight the low end. Keep the feedback moderate. You want a trail, not a mess. For reverb, use a medium decay, a bit of pre-delay, and roll off some low end and some high end so the reverb sits behind the vocal instead of swallowing it. A great beginner move here is to automate the send. Keep the main phrase pretty dry and direct, then push more delay or reverb on the last word or tail. That gives you impact first, atmosphere second. Very effective in DNB. Now we add movement. Auto filter is perfect for turning a static vocal into something that feels alive. Try a high pass or band pass filter and automate the cutoff over 4 or 8 bars. Open it a bit before the drop, then close it back down in the breakdown or reset. This kind of movement is what makes the vocal feel like part of the arrangement rather than just a clip sitting there. You can also automate a little more delay feedback in the last bar, or a tiny increase in saturator drive to build tension before the drop. And speaking of arrangement, think like a drum and bass listener. A ragga cut usually works best in short, memorable bursts. In the intro, it might be the main feature. In the build-up, it can call and answer the drums. At the drop, you may want to reduce it and let the bass and drums take over. Then bring the vocal back every few bars as a slogan or hook. That contrast is what makes the drop hit harder. If the vocal never lets go, the bass has less room to breathe. Now check mono compatibility. This matters more than people think. Put utility on the vocal or on the group, collapse it to mono if needed, and listen for mod or phase weirdness. If it disappears or gets cloudy, raise the high pass a little, reduce some low mids, shorten the reverb decay, or keep the width only on the returns instead of the main vocal. The rule is simple. Keep the useful energy centered and let the atmosphere widen out. Once you've got a sound you like, resample it. This is a huge workflow boost. Record a minute or two of the processed vocal with automation and effects, then slice the new audio into useful pieces. A main hit, a fill, a tail, maybe even a reverse pickup, if it feels good. Resampling makes arranging much faster, and in drum and bass it often turns a simple sample into a signature texture. Here's a quick beginner recap of the core idea. Warp the vocal cleanly. Chop it into short rhythmic pieces. Use EQ to clear space. Compress it so it stays steady. Add saturation for warmth and attitude. Put delay and reverb on returns. Automate the filter and sends for movement. Then resample once it feels right. A really useful mindset here is to think in front and back layers. The front layer is your dry, direct, readable vocal. The back layer is the vibe, width, and depth. Keep those separate, and your mix stays clear even when the drums and bass get heavy. If you want to practice this properly, give yourself 15 minutes. Import one ragga phrase, warp it to 174 BPM, chop it into at least 4 pieces, add EQ, compression, and saturation. Make one echo return and one reverb return. Build an 8-bar loop. Automate the filter, and resample one pass. By the end, you should have one clean main vocal and at least one atmospheric version ready for an intro or breakdown. And that's the real win here, a ragga cut that feels raw, soulful, and controlled. Old school character, modern punch, and enough space to let the drop feel massive. All right, let's get into the session and start shaping that vocal.